This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. So I heard Neil Greenberg on with B. Mitch and Finley yesterday, and I'm on his Twitter right now, at N. Greenberg.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a list of the most likely men's upsets by seed, according to, I don't know who this person is, Torvik's win probability.
Right.
I don't know what tool he's using,
yeah.
But here are the most likely men's upsets in the first round, according to some nerd's calculations.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 seed in the South, New Mexico, has a 41% chance of pulling an upset.
Patino Jr.
North Carolina, 49%, the number 11 seed in the South.
That's Valdez. You're on him now. You're now, a Heels fan.
Now, this is one we touched on yesterday.
No, trust me. To me, North Carolina is more of a villain to Duke to me now.
Really?
Yes.
Remember, he didn't want North Carolina in the field.
No, it's not.
And why is that? Why such contempt for Carolina?
Well, the tournament started. I mean, the story has passed, but the way UNC is a villain to me because of the Bubba Cunningham stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think
being on the committee.
I think him being not just on the committee,
yeah.
Chairman of the committee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got a bonus.
Him getting bonus $100,000
right.
For his team making the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Win cakes. They're supposed to be a part of the conversation.
It's a huge conflict of interest, especially when your team has the most controversy about being on the bubble and getting in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
but if your AD is chairman of the committee, you kind of have to go above and beyond to get into the tournament. Like, it has to be a no-brainer. It's just it reeks of conspiracy.
Well,
it reeks
also,
of conflict of interest.
He should recuse himself.
He should have recused himself.
Don't they always do that?
I'm walking out of the room.
He does.
He says he did, but yeah. You think there's no influence the
No,
chairman.
No, I'm
of
sure
it.
There
no,
is.
I don't think
of
there
course.
Is. Seth Davis talked about this.
He thinks it's above board.
He's talked to so many committee members. He says 100% he is out of the room. He just has no influence over the conversation.
Mm-hmm. It just reeks.
It might look bad, but he has nothing to do with it.
It reeks to me, mm-hmm. And it's not that 111 out of 111 bracketologists had West Virginia in and 30 had North Carolina in. That's besides the point. It's just, it reeks of corruption to me. That's why they're a villain. And then
okay.
That's why
I thought you were on them because you were picking them to make a big run.
Well, that's what's going to happen is it's the narrative. It's they're just going to slap people like me in the face and beat Ole Miss.
Right, and then beat Iowa State.
Beat Iowa State.
Sweet 16.
And go to the Sweet 16 and play the Michigan State or New Mexico.
You know, Cakes.
That's just that's exactly what's going to happen.
In your list is Yale there because I know Seth Davis picked them. A lot of people are picking them.
Now they don't have
two guys
high...
at the Athletic are picking them.
Seth Davis picked like four or five double digits.
Now, about a lot of people are picking.
He does that every year.
The team on Neil Greenberg's list that he's compiled here on his Twitter at Neil Greenberg, that's the highest potential for an upset in the first round.
So this could
at
be
62% is a number 12 seed.
UC San Diego,
Colorado State.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He has them as 62%, which I believe they're favored in their game. Like,
I think
by
they
a point and a half or 2 points.
Slightly.
Yale, who's the number 13
seed. So it wouldn't,
seed.
It wouldn't be an upset based on the Vegas number.
Technically, no.
Yeah.
Yale, the 13 seed in the South, they have a 20% chance of an upset.
I'm hyping them so much that I'm sure.
You are hyping up Yale a lot.
I'm sure it won't happen, but I think it's their third straight NCAA appearance. Last year they knocked out Auburn. They barely lost to Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, watch Pinky. Pulakitas, the 6'7 shooting guard,
he's a
baller.
I've never seen a bigger Yale basketball fan than Eric.
It's not that I'm a fan.
It's just what he knows.
I just know them. I just hate them, and I just think that they're good. I'm not a fan, but I would like to see him win because I keep hyping him up. But I'm sure they'll get smoked. They'll probably lose by 30 because I'm talking about
it. A&M's like about an 8-point favorite in that game.
Supposedly, I saw 7.5, but 8, same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Supposedly, that's the lowest of the 13 seeds.
Lowest Vegas number?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the remaining three seeds, Neil's
but
done
this. But I mean,
look,
by... A&M's good, too. I mean, A&M beat Auburn.
Not saying they're bad.
Yeah, they're good.
Neil's basically giving you, you know, each seed with the highest chance of pulling an upset. So now we're on to the 14 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Troy in the Midwest has a 13% chance of pulling an upset. Nebraska, Omaha, who's a 15 seed in the West, has 9% chance. And Norfolk State is at a 2% chance to pull an upset. I guess they're the highest chance of all
so
the number 16 seeds.
Of all of the lower seeds is Colorado State.
At 62%.
Yeah.
And then he followed up with since number 11 UNC and number 12 Colorado State are favored in the betting markets, here's one more for each of those seed lines. So he gives VCU at 11 as a 37% chance to pull an upset, and Liberty at number 12 in the East at a 43% chance to pull an upset. So if you're looking for some upsets, those are your statistical leaders.
I mean,
the
you could see Xavier beating Illinois. I think out of UC San Diego, VCU. I don't think Yale's going to beat A&M, but hope I'm wrong. And who's the other one that I was talking about? Oh, Xavier. I think one of those, if not multiple, will win their first round games. UC San Diego, VCU, or Xavier.
UC San Diego, it's their first time being in a long time or ever, or what's their deal?
I think I want to say ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've got they're 30-4. They're one of the best teams in the country in forcing turnovers, and Michigan does turn the ball over a lot. I hope I'm right, man. I'd love to see UC San Diego get in over Michigan
but
in advance.
They just moved up to Division I.
Correct.
There's too many San Diego basketball universities.
There's a lot going on out there.
San Diego State, obviously.
San Diego State.
UC San Diego.
University of San Diego.
Right. Too much to keep up with.
And this one is what? What is this one called?
This is part of the Cal system. This
UCSD.
Is UC San Diego.
UCSD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you got Santa Barbara, like you said. You got San Diego. You got Davis. There's tons of them.
Jason, can you name the team that's getting the most bets and money against the spread of any team in the NCAA tournament so far? I'll give you a hint. It's a 13 seed.
And they're getting the most money bet on?
They're getting the most bets and money against the spread of any team in the tournament so far.
So it's not Yale.
More than 80% of bets and 88% of the handle bet on the game is on this team to cover.
So the four seed is, you're talking about the four seed?
No, I'm talking about
the 13 seed.
The public is backing the 13 seed.
You're talking
seed
about
here.
The backing of the 13 seed.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's obviously not Yale because you would have brought that up
Yale.
Before.
No, it's I'm wondering if it's Akron.
It is not Akron. They're based in North Carolina.
Oh, High Point.
High Point University.
Really? Yeah, High Point's got a lot of buzz for some reason.
Why? What's their deal?
They went 29
like the
and
way
5.
They play.
29 and 5 in the regular season, won both the regular season and Big South Conference tournament titles.
They've got a kid who played at Texas Tech. They got another kid who played at a big time school. They got a couple of big time transfers.
I think it's also an anti-Purdue thing because remember, I think it was last year they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a hangover there.
Yeah, as a one seed. I think.
No. Last year they went to the championship.
Last year
they lost to UConn.
Mm-hmm.
I got two friends whose kids go to High Point, mm-hmm. and they're they can't wait for this
right.
game.
I took Purdue in the first round. I'm looking at my bracket. I'm so irritated, too, because I said I would enter this bracket, and he set up a name.
Mm-hmm.
I already changed that. I don't want to be flaming hot, whatever. I don't need to do shtick. Yeah. I just changed to JP Flame. And for some reason, and it shouldn't bother me, there's a logo attached to my name.
Okay.
And it's a Florida Gator. Hmm. Can't figure out how to get rid of this stupid Gator. So, not that it matters, but people in the stupid pool are going to think I went to Florida.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. You're overthinking it. Yeah. You're overthinking it.
It just bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you take Florida as your champion?
No. Oh, yes, I did.
See, that's what it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
If he's going chalky, he's got a one seed winning it.
Yeah, they're playing a two. All ones and twos in my final four.
I did pay attention to Florida all season, and that they're just like everybody's sexy pick.
Terps have got to get through them if they want to make a run.
They're everybody's sexy pick.
They're so good.
Like, yeah.
I mean, every one of their guards can shoot it and can get up and down the floor. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Got two big guys, too, that can rebound. They're just legit.
Valdez, what do you think is a realistic expectation for the Terps?
I'm psyched to win it all.
So you think that's realistic?
I think it's very realistic.
I think the Terps are
one of the few teams. I know it's like it's a crapshoot and any team can win it, but I think they're one of the top half of teams that can win it all.
Neil Greenberg had them playing Duke in the final in at least one of his brackets that he was talking about yesterday.
I think the Terps are also a very sexy pick for a lot of bracket pools.
Uh-huh.
Because I think if you have them beating Florida, you have like an 11% equity edge over the field if you have them beating Florida. So like filling out your brackets, not just who you think is going to win. It's about
value.
It's about the value and zagging and trying to take the whole pot. So the Terps are a sexy
pick. Also, like if you're
that.
I learned this again from Neil Greenberg yesterday. If you're in a huge bracket field, you got to have some variance to your bracket. You can't just pick all chalk. But if you're in a pool with 10 or 12 people, the chalkier the better.
This is why I love the tournament so much in brackets, because you have to zag.
I love to zag. Yeah, you're the king zagger. You're the guy.
I don't have much zagging. I've got Florida beating Duke in the championship.
Is it a small field pool or are there a lot of people in it?
It's a lot.
It's probably a lot.
Yeah. Well, you might want to shake it up a little bit. You still got time.
So hold on. You're saying the more people in the pool, the less you want to zag?
No, the more people in the pool, the more you want to zag.
Yes. Because the more people are going to be thinking alike.
If you're in ESPN.com's bracket where there are going to be like millions of
brackets. You're not going to win it taking chalk.
What time are you going to hear the first person go, well, my bracket's busted.
It's busted. It's so busted.
You'll hear that by 1 p.m., 2 p.m.
1:30.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be like, my bracket's busted.
Don't be that guy or girl. Just take it. Act like you've put in a bracket before. Act like you've been there.
What about Rovell, who always says that if you really want to enjoy March Madness, you don't fill out a bracket. Then you appreciate the upsets. And because otherwise, you know, you tear it up and you're rooting for your dumb bracket that literally nobody cares about.
Right.
I'm kind of... To be honest with you, I think I'm ahead of the curve on that.
He doesn't care.
I don't think I've done one in like 10 years.
Right. I don't know if you care either way.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
No, I would care. I care about certain teams. I would care. If Maryland went on a run, I'd be on that bandwagon like you wouldn't believe.
No, Maryland, yeah. But if San Diego wins, are you going to be, you know.
I like underdog stories.
If Yale wins their opening game.
Oh, you better hope they don't win.
Oh, my God. This is going to be Yale radio.
You guys should all root for Texas
A&M. Yale radio if they win.
No, it's just that.
So much backpack.
It's just that I just think that they're good and they could win. And if I call that, like, a month in advance.
Yeah.
before the bracket even came out.
Gingham Aggies.
You have
that back padding.
The one team you all should root for is Texas A&M.
That back padding machine is going to be working overdrive.
I'll break it.
Big Aggies fan today.
I will break it if Yale wins.
I love R.C. Slocum from back in the day. That was my guy.
So what will probably happen is AC they'll get smoked by 40. Buzz Williams will make you have them all fired up. He knows they're good.
Of course.
They'll probably beat them by 40.
But you're right. If Yale does win, Bickle will not shut up.
Yeah. I will be the biggest I told you so guy.
You'll probably wear a Yale hat when you come in.
What's their mascot?
And for the record, Bulldog. For the record, I hate them.
My buddy's kid played baseball there, so I was kind of a Yale
They're
baseball
very
fan.
Good.
He took that good. From you, Jason. But,
yeah, he did. I still have the hat, so if you want me to bring it in.
I'm begging you, bring it in. Bring it in.
All right, well.
If they lose.
If they win.
If they win.
Oh, if they win.
Yeah, you can wear it.
I'll wear it. I don't think I can wear
it. We'll put it right in front of one of these cameras.
I can't wear it. Being a Cornell guy.
You're an Ivy League basketball expert.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of.
You and Feinstein. You got your lockstep.
I kind of am.
All right, when we come back, a tradition unlike any other. We're going to go through Scotty Scheffler's Masters dinner menu.
Oh my God.
We do this every single year. It's a great bit. It's evergreen. All right, so we'll discuss that when we come back. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Nationals opening day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment of The Junk's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you, yes, you, Ricky, great.
You know, today, what it does. We mentioned it yesterday. Today's the first day of spring.
Yes.
We're going to go through the Scotty Scheffler menu in a second. Mm-hmm.
Didn't it feel like it yesterday?
It was amazing awesome. Outside yesterday, and I really was excited because for the first time, I looked as I got out of my car over the club. I saw they're starting to work on the pool. When they start working on the pool,
it's coming.
Not even like I go there,
right?
But it's just that just means beautiful weather is coming.
Yeah,
and just the whole change of scene. I'm over this winter, even though I would say, would you say we had a fairly mild winter?
Pretty mild.
No.
You it snowed it
more
severe?
Than usual.
Well, not as mild as like two winters ago where there was literally like one day of snow and like a light dusting.
Yeah. We had a couple snowfalls.
But it wasn't bad.
But it wasn't like
there was no
brutal.
Blizzard.
It felt like it was like continuous for a month, 20 degrees. But still.
Oh, yeah, it was.
For a month?
We did have a run like
I don't know, but a month. Remember that? We had a stretch where it was
Where the
it was
snow
butt
just
cold.
Stayed. Mm-hmm. Like it snowed and it was cold enough where the snow
for
didn't
a few
melt
days.
For at least
December,
no,
January were very
weeks.
Cold. Yes.
I don't remember that.
There was like a 2 week, maybe 20-day stretch where it snowed and then it snowed again and the temps were cold enough to basically keep
you're
it.
You're right, because I moved my mat and my net into my garage. Yeah.
It wasn't it wasn't a mild winter. It was cold.
But still, nevertheless, I'm
but
over
it's over.
It.
Yeah. It's over, yeah. It's
God, I never want to do it again.
Well, it'll be back.
Again, you can move to Drab's old hood, Phoenix, and you'll never see a snowflake ever again.
That's too hot. What? It's too much. Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I've been
either
told.
Either way, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And how many weeks away are we from the Masters?
It's April 10th.
The Masters Club dinner is being held on April 8th.
So we are, I don't know, if we're 21 days, three weeks.
All right, so here is
3 weeks from
Scottie Scheffler's Masters Club dinner menu.
All right.
This is what's being served. And, of course, Valdez, I need the Masters music in the background.
Yeah.
All right, your appetizers. It's got three appies to start off the meal. It's got cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style. I don't know what that means, but that's what it says on the menu.
All right, we need to
Whatever Scotty style is, that's the way the sliders are being served. I'm going to guess maybe pickles, maybe some chopped up onions on top of the slider.
Fries on the burger.
Ooh, okay. So he's doing like a Tremonti Brothers bit.
That sounds good.
Okay. I can see the utility in that.
Right.
I like the onion rings, the thin onion rings on top.
A thin onion ring with some like Southwest seasoning dusted on it.
Onion straw.
Onion straws. Right. Onion petals.
Right.
So good. Good call, Valdez. And JP. Firecracker shrimp.
All right. What is exactly firecracker shrimp?
With sweet Thai chili and sriracha. Mayo. So it might be a little too spicy for your taste.
Too spicy for me.
I think it's like a bang bang shrimp.
That would be really good. That makes sense.
All right. Go ahead.
Your third appy, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites.
Mm. I like that.
With pecorino cheese and tomato basil sauce.
Love. Anything with like ravioli, I'm going to like it.
Anything with basil in it.
Sounds great.
You know the bit he's doing, right?
Yes.
He's doing a bit.
Because he cut his hand.
That's how he sliced his hand open, is making ravioli.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize
that. He was cutting the dough, and he cut his hand. He missed some tournaments.
I've never gone to that length to have ravioli.
That's why he says Papa Chef.
It's already pre-made out of a box.
No, he was,
or like out of a bag. Yeah.
He was doing homemade ravioli, and they tell you to cut it, to take a wine glass and press down and twist.
Okay.
And then he pressed down on the stem of the wine glass
and it
broke and then cracked and cut his hand off.
Okay, kind of a dum-dum.
When you're a multimillionaire and you're making your living
with your hands,
that should never ever happen.
Oh, he did it with a wine glass, not with a wine bottle. Wine glass.
Yeah, glass. Yeah, the stem. Gotcha. The stem broke.
I can see that happening.
Kind of a
makes all the sense in the world.
All right, so the first course, and I talked with Drab about this during the break, this might be my highlight of the whole menu, and it's very white trash, but I like it. Texas-style chili with cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and this is the pièce de résistance, corn chips, a.k.a. Fritos.
This is why Cakes is so weird. He talks all the time about how he hates cheese, but he wants this cheddar cheese in this soup.
Okay, again.
Or this chili.
Again. The best part about this whole part is the Fritos.
Yeah,
it's your Fritos base.
Yeah, but it's going to be laced with cheese.
With chili.
He doesn't care.
Again, the cheese is, first of all, it's shredded and melted into the chili.
He doesn't like cold cheese.
I don't like cold cheese.
It's the texture of a cold slice. Hold on.
Hold on. It's also documented. He doesn't like cheeseburgers.
I would always choose a hamburger over a cheeseburger.
He's just weird. Yeah.
But he loves nacho cheese.
But he wants cheddar cheese in this chili, but he doesn't like cheddar cheese on a burger.
I say this with the ultimate...
I'm a complicated person.
Yeah, I say this with the ultimate respect. I have a theory on Cakes. You know I have a theory on Cakes.
We know you have a theory.
It said he's mildly, and I say this respectfully, mildly on the spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree, but look.
When it comes to cheese, I would agree. He's on the spectrum.
Everybody has quirks.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
Do you like cottage cheese?
No. I would.
No.
I
mean,
blue cheese.
I mean,
he doesn't like.
No.
I just wanted to see your face.
No. I would always order ranch instead of blue cheese.
He doesn't like any cold cheese.
I don't. I would sooner eat.
But that does sound good.
Meanwhile, I could eat 20 pounds of cheese just right here, right now. It's got to be extra sharp, but
won't duty for a week.
Yeah. I would eat almost anything on the planet over cottage cheese.
I don't like cottage cheese.
It really
I don't love cottage cheese, but I could eat it with like a pineapple or something.
Oh, I couldn't.
Or like a peach.
Well, no, pineapple's
cottage
great.
Cottage cheese kind of grosses me out, but blue cheese.
Well, that's gross, too.
On a wedge salad?
Nah.
It's really good.
Gross. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Right. Texas-style
chili. Texas-style chili is a great white trash add to this menu, in my opinion. All right, so that's your first course.
Kind of down on this menu.
If you
go
live
ahead.
In Texas, that's so also good. Known as a Frito pie.
Yeah.
Because you got the Fritos and your chili and all that goodness.
Forget Augusta.
Throw
you're
a big
this?
Dollop of whipped cream on top of that. Oh, man. You're living.
Dude, I guarantee he's got steak on there. He's probably got.
We're getting to the main course.
I know he wants salmon. He probably got some fish.
He's got fish.
Your main course is a choice of wood fired cowboy ribeye.
Mm hmm.
Or if you want to go surf instead of the turf, you go with a blackened redfish. Now that's served with, and I love all these items. I mean, he's hitting it out of the park here. Family style mac and cheese.
I like that.
Jalapeno creamed corn.
Way too much with the jalapeno. What's up with the jalapenos everywhere?
He likes a little bit of spice.
I'm out on that.
Soy glazed Brussels sprouts.
All right, I could do that.
And chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes.
Never had that.
I've had sweet potatoes, but not with the chipotle lime.
That might be good.
Sauce. Sounds good. And this is JP's favorite portion of the meal, the dessert. This actually sounds really good, too. A warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with vanilla bean ice cream.
That's solid.
There you go. There's your...
All right, hold on. I know we've done this before. Drabby... Can we quickly, during a commercial break, come up with our own menus?
We've done.
Is it possible?
Definitely done this.
Is it? I know we've done it in years past.
We
but
do it.
I am so repulsed by this. The jalapenos and all that. I mean, freaking cheeseburger.
It's not overrun by jalapenos. He probably just dices them up a little bit to add a little bit
a lot of
smokiness and flavor.
Maybe he's trying to give people indigestion so they can't perform.
Yeah. Or should we do? I mean, so I want to capitalize on this momentum. Do you want to do it next break or
momentum.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I want to do it right now.
You want to do it right now?
What do you want? What's silly at Norbeck that's better?
The jalapeno. Yeah. Eric Bickle hates jalapenos. This is the master's chairman.
Eric, Chilean sea bass. Yeah. Some sort of cheese dip.
I love Chilean sea bass. I would have cheese everywhere. But just the Fritos.
Cheese and
just
crackers.
A I don't know. He's trying to make it charming, I guess. I'm out on it. I don't like his menu.
I think his
menu like
is really good.
It sounds great. I would have all of that on my menu.
Has anyone had a crab pickle?
Except for the Brussels sprouts. I'm not a Brussels
sprouts
guy.
I like Brussels sprouts. Pretty good.
Has anyone had a crab cake on their master's menu before?
I don't know.
I don't think I've seen
it. I'm not sure.
My app would be...
Freddie Funk didn't win, so... I mean.
My app would be crab ball served Drabby style. Really tiny, you know, the ones that were at his wedding.
Drab, why are you taking that shrapnel over there?
It's fine. I would take Scotty Scheffler's hillbilly dinner over Hideki's. It was a bunch of raw fish. And
a bunch of sushi.
Hideki's was great.
Sushi.
You're not a sushi guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't like any sushi?
I'll never
you don't
eat
like
that
sushi.
Again the rest of
Drab,
my life.
Drab doesn't like seafood.
We all can agree that even if you don't like Scotty Scheffler's menu, you're not into it. The worst in recent memory was Bubba Watson's. Remember how bad
I know
Bubba
some
Watson's.
Hillbilly menu.
Well, it was just so basic. Bubba Watson's menu was
Please.
Caesar salad.
Okay, I like Caesar.
Okay, I do too.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most basic menu items. You can get that freaking anywhere.
He was a basic right. guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grilled chicken?
That's terrible.
I mean,
that's terrible.
It's fine, but it's like the
child?
Most boring thing ever.
That's terrible.
Green beans?
Terrible.
They're fine, but they're nothing special.
There's got to be so much butter on them to make them palatable.
Mashed potatoes.
Love mashed potatoes.
I love mashed potatoes, love too.
It.
But again,
I know, but this sounds like you're at a Cactus Willy's or something.
Yeah. Right, I agree.
Mac and cheese.
To me, Scotty Scheffler's is like you're eating at Hooters. To me.
Oh, it's definitely a step above Hooters, I think. Mac and cheese and cornbread, followed by a dessert of confetti cake, which you could buy in a box.
I don't even know
confetti
what that is.
Confetti cake is
for
just
children.
It's like a white cake, a vanilla cake with like confetti sprinkles inside the mix. Okay, you can buy it in a Betty Crocker box for $4.
That's actually
at the store.
Terrible.
That and vanilla terrible. Ice cream.
That is terrible.
That's by far the worst dinner that
you.
I've ever seen offered.
Well,
he
got killed for
it. He got raked over the coals.
Right.
Eric Bickle's still trying to come up with his ideal Masters menu.
I know we've done it before.
Definitely done
Maybe
it
we do another time. I don't know. I don't want to botch it and just do it like a quick commercial break.
You need to really ponder it. You need to let it set in.
I would just take items off of the last 10 Masters champions. Take a little filet, take a little sea bass, mm-hmm. a little beef brisket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are good.
I'm looking at the old menus. I'm just stunned Danny Willett won a Masters.
I bet you his menu wasn't that great, that Brit.
Danny Willett?
Yeah, let me hear
Danny Willett's menu. Right, bangers and mash. He's a Brit, right?
Yeah,
he's
always English. A Brit.
I won a ton of money off Danny Willett winning the Masters.
You won a bunch of money?
He was like 60-1 or something on Saturday morning. That's the one when Spieth choked it away.
Mm-hmm. Prime rib, roasted potatoes, Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, Yorkshire pudding is definitely a British thing. I don't even know what it is. It's very
Sounds
British.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Mini cottage pies. But you know what? The prime rib would be awesome in the roasted potatoes. I'll take that.
George Spieth did beef brisket.
Yep. Love that.
You guys are donks. Yorkshire pudding is one of the best things.
It is?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Yes, you have. You have it when you have like prime rib and you make it from the grease.
Oh, really?
This bread that puffs up and you.
Oh, that does sound amazing.
It's so addicting.
No.
It's probably 10,000 calories.
I have to see it. I'm going to Google it. It's a bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a dough.
I thought it was like some sort of dessert.
I thought it was like pudding, like chocolate pudding.
No.
We're so cultured.
I might like that, like an airy bread. Like, you know what I mean? Is that what it's like?
Yeah, you soak it in gravy.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I love me some
dark
gravy.
Dark gravy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dark gravy, so good.
I'm just up for it.
Slather your mashed potatoes.
Anybody want to deliver food to the junks today?
Deliver Jordan Spieth's Masters menu. I'll take that. Authentic Texas barbecue, I'm in.
Oh, by the way, Valdez gave me the Masters 2025 limited edition azalea kit cakes. You can now order this from home. Okay. For $64.95. The limited edition azalea kit includes 6 drinks. The non-alcoholic azalea cocktail mix.
Boo. Non-alcoholic.
The master souvenir cups. Didn't Valdia, who had a bunch of those?
I think it was Valdia.
Drab and I have so many of them.
Yeah.
I love my 2019 cup.
Bring a bunch of them in.
JP Finley brings them back from every year. My entire kitchen is filled with those cups.
They are? Yeah. I have a lot of Sup Dogs cups. Yeah. I like those. Masters Coasters. You get a pack of 12. Masters branded stirrers pack, a pack of 6. What are the? It was just a little coffee
drink
stirrer.
Yeah,
a drink stirrer, cocktail stirrer. All right, what is this? What's a Masters cocktail? It starts with a J. A Masters cocktail jigger. What is a Masters?
That's what you pour the booze in, so you have the proper measurement of like 3 ounces, 4 ounces.
Oh, just that little thing you hold. That's called a jigger.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Okay, and then a recipe card. So, but all of that cakes
for $65.
$65.
No thanks.
You should buy it. It today. You love to buy everything on the net. Why wouldn't you buy a bunch of drinks from the Masters? Probably
the non-alcoholic azalea cocktail mix. Obviously, what kind of cocktail do you mix it with?
I have no idea.
Vodka.
Huh? Vodka? Yeah. Vodka's a standard?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm in.
Order it.
No, not for $65.
Have it ready in a few weeks.
Well, send it to me for free. I'll try it. I really want to try the Yorkshire pudding now.
Sounds delicious. All right, don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Nats on opening day as they take on the Phillies. That's Thursday, March 27th, a week from today. And don't forget Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. He'll join us on the show at 8:25. All right, I'm going to pose a question to you guys to see whether I should be tilted by what happened to me yesterday or not tilted. I booked a vacation
to
Kew Island, South Carolina, heaven on earth, of course. I've had it booked for a few months.
Okay.
Had the place all spot, good to go, house rented.
Do you go to the same,
Ready to Rock?
Same house or
no,
try to go to the same house?
We switch it up. Yeah. But I have a few houses that I've gotten that I've rented before that I like.
You know you like.
And I like this house that I rented. I actually had lamented because it went on the market about five-ish years ago. And I was like, man, I'd love to buy a house here if I could afford it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a little pricey.
Right.
So I didn't pull the trigger, didn't really pursue it. Now, had I bought it, I would have bought it at like $850K, and it's now worth basically $2 million. Yeah. And I just want to walk off the top of this building every time I think about it. But that's neither here nor there. I rented the house.
Mm-hmm.
I get a message from Airbnb yesterday that said, oh, it's nice that you rented this house for the week. But the owner of the house now... they want the house basically for the rest of the summer.
Oh.
So they've kicked not only you, but anybody else who's rented the house, from a certain date on.
Yeah.
They just said, I guess they have a clause within their deal. Like, if they let them know by a certain time frame or threshold, mm-hmm. that they can just kick out any people who are renting their home.
That's tough.
Slight tilt.
I understand. It's a first world problem.
It didn't happen the week before. So you have plenty of time
but
to pivot.
Still, but it's still
the one house
worthy,
that
right?
he really likes.
Yeah, I said slight tilt. Yeah.
But also probably more expensive the longer you wait to find a place, no?
No, because I'm silly at booking. I already rebooked, and it's a cheaper place. But I just...
Have you stayed at the other place, the new place that you've...
I think I've stayed at this house before once, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine, and it's close to the other house, and it's actually cheaper.
Yeah.
But it's just... It's an inconvenience. I didn't want to be inconvenienced. I was inconvenienced.
I don't like to be inconvenienced at all.
I was tilted. I was just tilted by the fact that the owner can just look at the calendar and say, you know what? I'd like to go to my house there for the entirety of August. So we're going to kick out all the people that have rented the house that have had the rental.
Does that
for
sound like
months?
A standard kind of like agreement, rental agreement?
I mean, I guess it must be.
I didn't know they could do that.
Maybe if they let the property manager know
by a certain amount of
three
time.
Or 4 months in advance that they have the right to do that.
Right.
Maybe if you haven't put down a deposit or anything.
Oh, I had already paid for half.
He probably
half
did.
Of it.
Yeah. You got to pay a deposit right away.
Yeah. You got.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sue them.
I'm going to sue Airbnb.
Say you had a contract.
I'm going to sue everybody.
You had a contract. There was consideration, and they're breaking the contract.
That would get me pissed.
Well, I'm sure.
Especially
that when,
if it was the one house I really
I'm
wanted.
I'm sure that when I signed off on it, I agreed to whatever provision
right.
that the owner enforced. I'm sure that when you agree to the terms and conditions, because nobody reads the T&Cs, mm-hmm. they just click the box, and they hit I agree.
No. Oh, you know who reads the T&Cs? My mother.
She reads
everything. She won't sign anything. She gets text messages and things to sign this or whatever, like maybe from the insurance company or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm going to read it over.
She goes, I can't sign it. I go, why do you mean? Because I'm not signing that. I got to read it.
Maybe it's better.
She will read the fine print of like a 30-page thing.
It's better she does that because my wife told me yesterday.
It's insane.
Now, I don't know who this happened to in her sphere, but or maybe she heard about it. That I guess a guy went to a Disney park with his wife. His wife got really sick
mm-hmm.
from maybe eating the food poisoning.
Yeah.
I don't think she died, but she got really sick, and he wanted to sue Disney. He couldn't sue Disney because there was a provision when he signed up for the free trial of Disney Plus when they put the terms and conditions up on the screen or up on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little add-in that said, by agreeing to this free trial, you agree to never sue the Disney company.
Mm. Wow, good for Disney.
So
whoever that lawyer is, Disney's a genius.
Disney snuck that in.
Yeah,
he had his lawsuit ready to rock.
And he didn't
like,
look, he didn't read
like,
it.
You didn't see the fine print. Wasn't able to sue.
This isn't really a provision thing, but...
Diabolical.
That is.
Why did the commanders...
Why couldn't the wife sue if she didn't sign the contract?
I mean, I guess she's part of his family. I guess she's covered.
Maybe it
under,
probably says under the. Yeah, yeah, probably says I mean, something.
They're just boned.
Why did the commanders rework Debo's contract?
Just to hook him, just to throw him a bone.
What? And they're
in case they want to re-sign him after the season.
Explain
if he's
to
good.
Me what the rework is. I didn't see this.
They took the $17.5 million, guaranteed all of it,
right?
And then they added another $3 million in incentives
all right.
that he could that are probably easily reachable.
So it's $20 million.
Yeah. They're just trying to get him sized for the future?
Maybe.
They're trying to take care of him.
Because it's just this year. They didn't extend him.
Yeah.
He had 1 year left on his deal.
He probably asked for an extension, and they said, well, we don't want to do that yet, but here's what we will do.
Right.
We want to give you this. We'll guarantee your money, and we'll give you some added bonuses.
Yeah, we'll
and you go
out
and ball out, and then you'll get that extension.
Right. There'll be a bigger bag.
It probably was a compromise.
I would throw those incentives in there, too. I mean, you want them to achieve those. Right.
You're incentivizing him to have like a 1,400-yard total and receiving season.
If he can get another $3 million and reach those incentives.
Well, previously, he had a $16.6 million deal not guaranteed.
Right.
So finally, year of his contract.
So they guaranteed him.
They guaranteed $17 million. Then they give him a $750,000 per game roster bonus.
Per game?
Well, that's
pretty good.
That's
so hold
that's
on.
Size.
So
oh, no, it says there's $3 million available to Samuel incentives to replace $750,000 in per game roster bonuses.
Okay.
That were previously part of the deal.
Right.
Okay. So
that's
if he was
different.
I bet
that's
he's fighting hard for those $750,000 roster bonuses. I'd be battling in there for that.
I found it curious. I didn't know that they
But if he's injured,
some sort of deal with him.
If he's injured,
do you
he's
buy
not
my theory?
Okay.
My theory is they obviously wanted an extension.
Yeah,
he says I want my money guaranteed. And they go, well, listen, we're not prepared to give an extension yet, but we will guarantee your money this year, and we're going to give you some incentives to make some extra money because we'd love for this to work out.
Yeah. It's a pricey proven
makes
one
sense.
Year deal.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what happened, but.
It might be some
sort of salary cap deal.
Well, a lot of guys like John, they won't play on non-guaranteed deals. You know,
they want that guaranteed money. And
veterans
it makes sense.
That have been around a long time.
I mean, Jason, have you spotted Debo yet? I mean, no Debo sightings in Ashburn. Can you give us a little bit of skinny? Nothing.
I see a lot of Jaden sightings on TV. He was the Lakers game last
night. He's out
night.
And about.
He's been in a lot of games
this
offseason.
Saying that projected when he gets his next deal, so, assuming that he is the Hall of Famer that I think he is. Mm-hmm. By the way, first one to call it.
I'm surprised you're taking credit for it.
I'm taking credit for it. If he is the player,
is he
that
in
we
the
think,
Hall of Fame?
It, well, I'm just want credit for it when it happens. If he is the player that we think he is, they're saying $400 million. That's what he's. That's the kind of deal he's looking at.
Yeah,
in just
because
a few
it's going to be more than what Josh Allen.
I mean, it's just hard to just wrap your head around.
Yeah, it's crazy. So Josh Allen just got what 335 or something in that range,
and he took a little bit of a discount. He's so like, my hometown discount.
If you're Jaden Daniels, what's that like knowing you're playing video games with your boys at Brandon Ayuk and you just know in like 3 years, assuming you don't fall on your face, you're going to sign a $400 million deal.
Oh, it's got to be an amazing feeling.
I mean, what is that like?
It has to be the greatest feeling ever.
I mean, you just got to just keep getting better, keep grinding, but keep doing your thing, but you've already proven you can do it.
Right.
You likely have a $400 million deal staring at you.
And he'll have another one after that. Things keep going the way they should be going.
Yeah, you're going to be a billionaire.
You'll be on track to
if he's the player that we think he
dollars.
Is.
Yeah.
And it's just because of timing. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I have not seen Debo.
I've heard
that he's been around.
Okay.
And I don't know where he's looking to buy or rent.
What's the hot restaurant where you see all the skins now? Like, is there one?
I don't see. Oh, we got a lot
not
of guys
you,
out.
But like,
it's happy hour. So that's where a lot of the players go and coaches. But I rarely go there, so I don't see a lot of the guys.
Right.
Huh. All right.
Any Frankie Louvu run-ins in the neighborhood recently, or no? Nothing.
Haven't seen Frankie since the end of the season.
Does he walk his dog, and do his little dance?
I don't think he's got a. I could be wrong. I don't know if he's got a dog. I think he's got young kids.
Oh, okay.
So, but I haven't seen him in a while. I haven't seen him driving around. Usually when I'm walking my dog and I see him driving down the street, I wave to him.
Yeah.
He honks, beep, beep.
Oh, look at that. You guys have a relationship.
Yeah, it's a tinted window walking the dog relationship.
Good. Sounds good to me. All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Nationals opening day. So keep listening for your chance to win, and Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He'll join the show at 8:25.